I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Welcome to Ragtime. Is this the first one for 2019?
I don't know. No, I think it's the second.
Is it? We're in March. No. Oh, no. I think I know what. So, we're just pissed off because we don't know what time it is or what year we're in. No, we did one for the holidays, and we probably didn't deliver it until January because we suck.
We suck.
Exactly. And we all know where Denise has been.
Where?
She wrote a novel.
Writing sexy books?
That's right. Guess what, Denise? I downloaded an excerpt because for whatever reason, I can't figure out how to get the full fucking version on my Kindle. So guess what pisses me off? Oh. It's like I have to join Kindle Unlimited, but I don't want to join Kindle Unlimited.
I mean,
I don't read that much.
It's going to be hard for her to do better because you have such a comparison when we read the Kim Davis jail erotica.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
But I think she can do better than that. But hopefully she got the word coochie in there.
If you didn't get the word coochie in, Denise, your book sucks.
Yeah. Because I can't come until I hear the word coochie.
Is that what Sarah does to you? Like, when you're right on the edge?
Yeah, I'm like,
does she go, coochie?
Yeah, like, are you being too demanding? You're like, no, slower, no faster. No, you're not getting it. And she's like, coochie. I'm like, oh!
Coochie!
And then I do finger
guns. You do finger guns.
I go, ba-ba-ba-bow! I just came. That's how I come.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a licking in my life.
You know what? You scored a really good woman. Because I think if you ever did that... If that was your, like, your M.O.
First date, first hookup, you're like, nope.
You're just like, listen, if we're going to be doing this, if you sense I'm about to go, just say coochie. What? Yeah. Okay. Like, and then, you know, they're into it. And then you're just like, coochie. And then you just pull out the guns and be like... All right, I'm out. Well, what about you? No, I'm good, thanks, bye.
It's like, either going to find my orgasm alarming or charming. One of the two.
I'm going to go with the former, not the latter. So I don't know why we're laughing, because we should be pissed off about something.
I'm pissed off right now.
Yeah?
Because I got all excited. Well, I don't know. I didn't really get that excited, because I just have disappointment in me at all times. We were on the beach, and Sarah's like, oh, I got an alert. They deliver the Mueller report, and Barr gave his findings, and he's just like, nothing.
Right.
That's basically it. It's just like, no collusion, which I figured they would never find him on, because he's too stupid to even collude with. But, like, I thought they'd get something more on the obstruction for justice, and they're like, well, we're not saying he didn't, but we're not saying he did, and we're not going
to
do anything.
But explain to me, you know, that meeting between... Donald Jr.
I know, like, none of his family's going down either.
And the lawyer... The Russian lawyer to talk about quote unquote adoptions.
I know.
Like,
and it's been proven that he knew about it and all this other stuff. Yeah.
Right. So you're trying to tell me that wasn't collusion? Like,
don't fucking know. I guess there's just not enough evidence.
And I will say this though, I have to give props to all like the cable personalities to talk for an hour on nothing.
Because they have to.
Like, holy fucking
like,
shit.
Why is there 24-hour news?
But I mean, like, so when it broke on Friday, I told Pauline's like, we gotta watch Rachel. So we recorded Rachel, and she was actually out on vacation.
Okay.
So they ripped her out of a stream in Tennessee. Gotta give props to Rachel Maddow being a lesbian in Tennessee. Like, shit.
That's where she's on vacation?
Yeah, because she was in the middle of a trout stream fishing.
What?
She's
what? Okay.
So anyway,
my life is much different than I thought it would be. All right, go ahead.
Me too. So she comes out of fishing to get on air, to talk
they
about this.
They should have talked to her while
same,
she was in the trout stream.
That would have been so
with the
much
fucking
better.
Waiters.
Exactly. Because she talked about the same fucking thing that everyone has talked about. Here's the letter that William Barr presented. But we're going to have findings possibly later on this weekend. Okay, great. So, you know, the shit came down today. Pauline put it on. And it's like, no collusion, but possibly obstruction. And one commentator was like, us as Americans should be really happy to know that he did not collude with a foreign country, especially like Russia. Okay. And it's like
no,
and I'm I can understand what she's saying, because, but I'm not okay. Like,
we shouldn't as Americans, because that even just it even shows more that we're that horrible of a country that we voted in him for reals.
Right.
We shouldn't be proud of that. Right. He's a fucking walking disaster. We should be proud that he, like, literally got in on his own gumption. That's horrid.
I know. I can't even. So, to go along with that and the dumb Trump administration, what the fuck does Melania have against putting her fucking arms in coat sleeves?
What?
Have you never seen her walk around wearing a jacket? She doesn't put her arms in the sleeves.
She just has it draped all the time.
Yes! You're
right, she does.
I don't understand. The only time I think she wore, put her arms in a jacket was when she wore that horrible jacket that said, I don't care, do you? That's the only time. If you go back and look at photos.
Is that like her weird model thing where she thinks she looks totally cool like that or something?
I don't, or it's her way to not hold hands with him. That's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe.
Really, why are you so adverse to putting your arms in? They're there for a reason. Sleeves are there for a reason.
I mean, just wear a vest, like a vest coat or something.
Something.
Your arms free.
That's
or like a poncho.
Yes. And I'm sure she's got designers at her beck and call that would love to go ahead
and
design.
Let's just start sending them to the White House. Hashtag ponchos for Melania.
Love it. Hashtag ponchos for Melania. Love it.
There you go, bitch. You don't have to put your fucking arms
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Don't. And make sure you have pockets, because everyone needs pockets. We won't be those assholes. But, I mean, have you ever noticed that?
I mean, now that you're saying it, I am noticing it.
And now that's all you're going to see is that.
I hate that. There you go. There's something I hate. I hate when, like, someone ruins something for you. Like, she can't be ruined. She's already fucking ruined.
Right,
but,
exactly.
But, like, you know, when you're just innocently like a show or something, and then mm-hmm. someone's just like, have you ever noticed that his one eyebrow is, like, 3/4 shorter?
And that's all you see.
And then you're just like, now I can't even concentrate on the drama of this episode because I can't stop looking at his eyebrow.
Thanks for ruining Buffy, Aunt Margaret.
Yeah.
Buffy.
Like, it never watches now. It's like, did you see last week's episode? Yeah, I don't remember any of the plot because I was looking at his weird-ass eyebrow.
Or it's kind of like when someone comes on TV or whatever and they have, like, you know, like, that gross, like, dribble on their mouth, like, that gets stuck.
That's my pet peeve. Like, there was a show I loved where the commentator, like, it was a comedy thing, so, like, most of it was a monologue. And he constantly had that white, the white dry.
Yep.
It's like from dry mouth, I think, basically.
And you get that white.
Like, and then, like, as you open it, you could see it like sticking to the top and bottom, like,
you're done.
Yeah.
As soon as anyone, like, has it on their lip and you see it going, like, you know, the string.
Yeah.
Moving as they're talking or in the corners of their mouth, you're done.
I don't know anything you just said. I'm just like, oh,
right.
Like, inside my head, it's just like, ah. That's all I hear. And they're like, right? And I'm like, huh? Right.
I don't. Do you need a drink? No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm just going to go into another one because it goes with it.
Okay.
I just realized it. It's also mouth related. I had stopped listening to certain podcasts.
Oh.
Because I can hear the spit in someone's mouth. And it's not the equipment, because sometimes it'll be an interview where it's the person that I've been listening to on a regular basis talking, and it sounds normal, and then the guest, I can hear, like, the like that.
Are they sure they're not eating a hard candy? Like a Werther's?
I can hear the spit under the tongue, like, it's all,
And I
have that disorder that they say, because they say it's like a it's actually a mental problem where you were bothered by mastication to a point where it, like, infuriates you.
Okay.
It's actually like a thing that people have.
What is it called again?
I have to look it up, but it is an actual, like, disorder that people have where they can't get past the sound of that. Like, it just makes them irate. Like, if I hear someone chewing or, like, anything mastication, it drives me bonkers.
Then you and I are basically the same
person. Some
people
can just, like, look past it. Because my mom isn't bothered by it. Because when she was with my father, like, he was disgusting when he ate. And she'd be like, get so, like, I would be like, Dad! And she'd be like, Nicole, knock it off, you know, like, and then like, I just can't. I can't fucking eat in this room.
I thought of you when I was in a waiting room, like a doctor's office, and there was a woman chewing gum with her mouth open.
No, that's the worst.
I thought of you because I was grossed out. Like, it grosses me out. Like, I'm like you. Yeah. I totally agree. But there was this... I thought of you and I wanted to text you, but I don't even know how to describe it without vomiting.
Well, at my daughter's appointment where there's, like, it's an office with, like, a lot of children clients, they have lollipops out for when you leave. This one mom that always is in there when I come to pick her up is just, like, fucking,
just going to town on the lollipops.
Just blowing, like, ugh. Yeah, it just sounds like slobbery BJ noises while I'm trying to, like, fucking sit in the seat waiting for, I'm like, Etta, please get out! I wanna go home.
You know what? You really need to get your daughter a cell phone. Yeah. At this point, and be it's like, a fucking text dumb. Me when you're done.
It's a dum-dum. Like, they're so tiny.
They are so tiny. How long does it take? It's like basically
5 fucking hours. Like, I worked at a temp.
3 licks and you're done.
I worked at a temp job once where this lady every fucking day would eat juicy fruits.
Oh.
Just like get in on a peach. Be like, I'm like, ah. Fuck, man. She's like eating over trash cans, like dribbling down her goddamn face. I'm like, you're a disgusting mess. Why do we have to watch this?
I have to say, it's so funny. Like, when we first started, right before we started to record, I'm like, we gotta do Ragtime. You're like, all right, I'm annoyed about everything, but I don't have anything planned.
I told you, but you give me 2 seconds. I know. Now I'm just gonna go on a rant. I've done like 3 things. Your turn. They all just rolled into one.
And then
went from, like...
You were on a roll. Like, feel free to go ahead. Like, I mean, it could be all yours. I don't know. Because I agree with everything that you were saying.
Piece of shit. It's just going to get worse.
Oh, I know. We are going to be horrid.
Oh,
my God. We're in the home. Fuck it.
I can't kind of wait, though. I kind of want to just be a horrible
person. Yeah, but I don't think we're going to be assholes. I don't think we have it in us to... Like, we're not assholes now. Like, I don't see us really being like, get out of the way! Whippersnapper! Like, I don't see us. Like, you're an asshole. I don't
trip other old
And then
people.
We'll go, I'm sorry. Was I rude? I apologize.
I don't know. I think I could get to a mean part where I'd just be tripping other old people. But like, did you see Gladys? She fucking broke her hip because of me. Fucking cunt.
But you know, well, be careful. Gladys will come after and sue you.
She won't remember. Of course I
will. Oh, that's true. She won't remember.
I go after a weak minded.
Oh, Jesus.
As an old person.
See, but the thing is, you'll feel bad for tripping them. However, if you see them fall in the yard,
that's
a different story. That's a different story.
My glass down.
Yep. She didn't avoid the steaming divot.
She does have the corner window that can see the pond. I wonder if she gets chipped out if I can move over there.
That's right, see? Exactly.
I love to look at the next day.
So... I think you will agree with this one. This is what pisses me off. This happened to me the other day. For whatever reason, and I'm sure it's because we live in the same neighborhood, people like to go ahead and quickly get to the stop sign to just blow it, to basically do the Jersey stop, which is yield.
Both stop signs are by us are real bad.
Yeah. However, you're going to go ahead and blow through the stop sign to get in front of me. You better go faster than the fucking speed limit.
Right?
Because if I catch up to you...
Yeah.
And you're doing 25 or below...
Yeah.
You should have fucking stopped.
Exactly.
That annoys the shit out of
me. It's like, you see me racing at you, bitch.
Yes, and it's basically, you were racing to see who's going to go first.
Yeah.
And they blow the stop sign.
I got to get past you to do 5 under the speed limit.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't... It drives me insane. And it's like...
I think some people are just dicks. Like, some people do it on purpose.
Like, they don't... There is one guy that posted in, like, whatever Facebook page we are for our stupid town.
Yeah.
Said, like, I purposely go 5 miles below the speed limit to keep people from speeding. Well, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares.
Yeah.
The speed limit is 25. I understand if you're going to do 25. You do 24, you're going to piss me off.
At least do 30.
Do 25 or above.
Yeah.
And if you need to set your cruise control, because most cars have it, put it on 26. Don't do 24. Because it pisses me off. And it's happened to me so many times. And it's like, what was the point of that? What was the point? Because
it happens to me all the time.
Like, what if I was an undercover cop?
Yeah.
I would have pulled you over for blowing the stop sign.
Yeah.
Oh, what, you think you should get off of good behavior because you go in the speed limit?
You should just start sticking your head out the window and be like, whoop, 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 whoop. See what they do. They're like, huh? All confused and shit. Well, I'm gonna, and like, then, like, once they pull over, just blow past and be like, bang, give them the fucking finger. They're a cop, you idiot.
Basically, I'm going to be driving my car like Ace Ventura.
Exactly. Speaking of the fucking stop sign, here's another fucking thing.
See, I told, I knew it.
I'm gonna call. I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna be one of those dicks that calls, and reports people because I'm so annoyed by it. First off, the UPS man started doing it. That stop sign that people blow through. He parks next to the stop sign.
What is that?
And eats his goddamn fucking lunch. And sometimes he parks there and delivers packages. But now the mail truck's been doing it. Not our normal mail lady on the weekends. Because our mail lady would do no wrong like that. Lucy is the best.
She is a goddess among males.
She's the most attractive postal worker I've ever seen. I mean, not that that's hard. I'm not giving her a high bar. But she's an attractive... She'd be just an attractive woman in general. But the fact that she's also a postal worker is just mind-blowing.
And, I mean, it's nice that
because my father was a postal worker, and I've been inside the back of a post office, and it is scary.
Even when you go to the front of the post office.
Well, the back is worse.
Oh, okay, got it.
If you want a Me Too opportunity, just go back behind a post office, because it is creepy fucking dudes. Sorry for anybody who works in the postal system. Maybe it's changed. But in the 90s, it was disturbing.
When your father took you to bring your daughter to work day,
I mean, my dad's fucking disturbing. It's on another level.
Maybe it was your dad who was creepy.
He was among his own. Let's just say that.
Got it. Okay, gotcha.
So the one guy parks and eats his lunch, and then the other guy just parks there and, like, delivers the mail around that block.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally at the stop sign. So you have to, like, go around. So now you're going into incoming traffic that you can't see coming.
Right.
And if someone turns left, they're going to head on collide into you. So I'm thinking that's probably worth reporting if I see it again. Like, your UPS driver parks at a stop sign.
Who do you call for that? Because
I almost did get hit once.
Like, who do you call for that?
UPS, I guess.
Okay.
Like, so you call UPS for the post office? But the fact that he's, like he's just, like, my nemesis. Like, if I'm coming down the corner and I see him parked there and he's just, like, because he's always eating something that's, like, wrapped in foil. I don't know if he bought it, like, a burrito or it's something he brought from home. He's probably just, like, chowing down on his fucking foil lunch. The goddamn stop sign. I want to throw an egg. I want to egg him.
What is funny though, he barrels down the street, and we're on a dead end street.
The UPS guy?
Yeah.
And he's just a dick and a half.
He kind of reminds me of, like, the mailman from Funny Farm. A little bit.
Another really old thing, man.
We are really referencing everything. Yeah, oh my god.
Chase, right?
But, yeah, and he would just throw the mail, and you hear him, like, cackling, like, as his truck, like backfires. But no, I've noticed he runs up to the front porch, he drops the package, he goes, UPS!
Yeah. And then my dog goes fucking mental. And I'm like,
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like, unless it's raining or whatever, dude, you don't need the UPS. I'm not buying anything that expensive. Like,
so what does it matter? No one's home. You know no one's home and you're still yelling UPS. So what?
The FedEx guy says, FedEx! And then he gets inside his car and he goes, bah! Like, taps it twice, too.
Does he really? Is that, like, training? Is that certain training? I wonder if that's, like, a day of training. Okay, this is how you're going to tap the horn. It's not tap, tap. Tap, tap. Now, you do it, Cindy. Tap, tap. Nope, faster. It's almost kind of like on Modern Family, like the old...
Oh, the double click?
Yeah, the double click.
When Manny's teaching Jay to double click, like, and he's just like, I'm doing it. And he's like, click, click.
Yep.
He goes, no, you're not. That's not double clicking. And he's just like, click, click.
Meep, meep. So, so the last thing, and I don't know how you'll feel about this.
Okay.
When you're going to shake someone's hand... And especially if it's a man, the hand should not be limp.
Oh, I fucking hate weak handshakes.
Thank you. Limp handshakes. Like, what is that?
Ugh.
I can understand depending...
Like, I make sure Etta doesn't even have that already.
Good.
Like, she doesn't. Like, she shakes my hand firmly.
Good. Good. But it's limp, important.
Limp dead fish handshake is the worst.
I can understand depending on...
If I was someone in a higher, like, a boss position, I would not hire you. If, like, it was a perfect interview, and at the end I'm like, see ya, and you're like,
yeah, and I'm just like...
I'm like, fuck this.
Toodles.
Yeah. Like, get out of here.
No. I shook someone's hand, and especially for men, I expect, like, a good firm handshake from any man.
Yeah.
I can understand.
They're going to hurt your darling little sweet hand, maybe?
But it's like, why are you coming at me as like you're a lady with like dainty hands? Mm-hmm. What are you wearing, gloves too? Like, what's going on?
I held hands with a man today.
You did?
And it was the cold. I thought he was dead.
Ooh.
Cold and limp.
What? Why? What?
I just hold hands with men that I find in public.
Well, you did go to Asbury.
That's how I check to see if I'm a lesbian still. No, I go to a Unitarian church, and there was a thing where at some point they asked us to hold someone's hand and make like a chain.
Oh,
and the guy next to me held my hand, and his hand was, and now, mind you, it's pretty warm today. It was warm in the building. His hand was so cold.
And clammy?
Just cold. And, like, he just barely, he was like, meh. I'm like, just don't hold my hand then, if you don't want to.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't.
But, yeah, I mean, I shook someone's hand. I'm like, wow, this is, I was afraid I was going to break his hand.
Yeah.
Because then, how do you adjust your handshake? When someone
gives you... should have given the old Trump where you just pull him in.
Oh, God. Anything that revolves around him, I can't. I just can't. And I swear, I don't even know. It could have been multiple comics. They just say his mouth looks like a rectum.
Oh, I look
at his mouth. I can't.
He's a disgusting...
He's so disgusting.
He's a shape. He's just disgusting shapes.
Yeah. Like, I just see... It's an asshole.
Yeah.
And just shit's coming out of his mouth. That's all I see.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's pretty accurate.
Oh, God. I think we did good.
I did.
Look at us.
Look at me with nothing. Yay. Just ranting.
Pissed off for the first quarter of the year.
I could go for 2-3 hours if you just let me sit back and keep ruminating on what's boiling in the back of my head.
I mean, you just have to say, like, one thing, and you go, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then this happened.
That's almost like the Rorschach test of anger. Like, you just... Let's just do word association, Nicole. You just say one thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah?
Red Solo Cup. Well, let me tell you what happened about that.
No. It's probably true. Like, it would just, like...
Something would just
I'd find
trigger
some,
you.
Like, chain link in my memories. Be like, oh, yeah! It had nothing to do with the Red Solo Cup at all, but it would just be, like, some guy who had it, and then I remembered something you did.
Right, like at a frat party at some point in your life. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, yep, man, it was Kevin Spacey. I went to school in Georgia.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I already knew about that guy.
Oh, God. So, listeners, check out Denise's book. I don't know what it's called.
What?
I know. I'm horrible. I'm an asshole. Let's complain about me. I'm an asshole. I don't know what it's called.
I'll edit it in. I'll just be...
Yeah, totally edit it in.
Like downloaded a part of it. You don't remember?
I did not have it.
No, but I'm gonna edit it where you're just like Denise's book, and it'll just be like. Where she obviously knows we put it in post. Such a bag of dicks. We're horrible people. But you know what? I mean, you're horrible. I can't. I'll blame it on that. But me, like, I'm the worst.
What are you doing?
I have the worst recall on certain things. Like, and it's not even weed because it was before then. Like, if someone tells me their name, I immediately fucking forget it, and I'm such a dick. Like, I'm so
but
glad.
Do you repeat it? Like, that's the trick. You have to repeat it.
I know that's the trick, but I never do it. I just move on, and as soon as I walk away, I'm like, oh, what's Ellie's name? No one's name do I remember at all.
And then, of course, if you're out with Sarah, you go, what was that woman's name?
Yeah.
And then she's not knowing either.
Yeah, sometimes she does. She's better than me, but... All I have to say is the Unitarian place you go to, I'm glad everyone usually wears a name tag.
Okay, good.
Because I could just be like, act like I remember, but I don't. I'm like, so how you doing? Helen. Just looking down.
Oh my God. So that's what happened last night. So we went out with friends for their birthday. Actually, like, just like two people that we were friends with for their birthday. And they invited other people. And they're like, oh, I think you've met them before. I don't know. Fucking hey. So of course, like, we get to the restaurant. And they're like, oh, it's nice to see you again. And I'm just like, yeah,
fuck.
Nice to see you. I'm like, Mara?
You're like, cowgirl? Like, what?
You know, but it's just so funny. It's just like, you know, they reintroduce everybody. They're like, oh, you know, like, if you remember, I'm Ed, and this is my wife, Mara. They're like, oh, it's so great to see you again. See, here's the thing. Like, when you're friends with a majority of straight people, like, the lesbians are the anomaly.
Yeah, they'll remember
you.
They're always going to remember your name.
Like, no problem whatsoever. But
because,
like,
they think they're cool and chic that they know some lesbians.
Right. Thank you. Exactly. So,
but we don't think any of the straights are cool or chic.
No. We're a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
Like, you could be, you know, Jim Jones. You're like, and I'm Jim gonna, Jones's wife.
I'm just like, going to call you Blaze. I'm just going to combine a whole bunch of names and call you Blazy. I don't know what the fuck your name is. Because you are unimportant. Your name's
Chad Smith? Everyone's yep. Chad. Everyone's yeah. a Chad. I don't know. You're straight. Chad. Jones.
You're just calling Liv so and Chad, too. Chad, Chad. Let's go.
Chad 1, Chad 2, Chad 3, Chad 4. But I'm a woman. Chad X. Chad
X. You're like, I don't fucking know what your breeders call each other.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really care. But it's just so funny. Because they one, like, really made a point to be like, it's so great to see you again.
You're like, you too, partner. Buddy.
You know what? That would be hilarious. If that ever happened to you, and you just go, you too, partner. And he just walks away.
And I'm gone.
That would be
just walk away. Yeah. Never to talk to anyone.
There's else. A snake in my boat. You just start bust out Toy Story.
I guess that's how lesbians talk. Snake in my boot. Well, on that note.